evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players and the heartwarming love story of Franz Schubert and the girl who inspired his greatest work. It is the United Artists picture, New Wine. It stars Ilona Massey as Anna, Paul Henreid as Franz Schubert, and supported by Pedro de Cordoba as Poldi and Frank Graham as Beethoven. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in New Wine. Concert at Carnegie Hall. Music that swells and lifts triumphantly, rising high to the topmost balcony, where a boy and girl sit close together, lost in the golden melodies, transported back to another world, back to the world of Franz Schubert.
By order of His Imperial Majesty, mercenary regiments are to be formed immediately. All single unemployed men are ordered to report to the recruiting stations at once.
Not me. I won't do it, Poldi. I'll never sell myself to fight. Not even if I have to leave Vienna.
This is as far as I can take you, Franz. You'll have to walk from here till you cross the border.
Thank you, Poldi. It isn't easy to leave Vienna and the country.
And it won't be easy if they catch you and put you in the army. They'll sell you with the others to fight in Italy.
It was stupid to lose my job at the school. I wouldn't have been caught if I were employed, you know.
It was stupid to keep your job at the school, to teach mathematics, to forget your music.
You really believe my music?
Why else should I let you live at my home, get a whole year behind in the rent? You young idiot. I have an investment in you.
You're a good fellow, Poldi. Thanks. You'll hear from me. I'll write to you.
No, Franz. If you must write, write music. Goodbye.
And so it happened. Franz Schubert left his beloved Vienna and crossed the border into Hungary, trudged wearily along until he found a job. And the inspiration for his immortal melodies? The job? Why, that was a very menial one, shearing sheep on a large estate. The inspiration? Oh, she was young and blonde and very beautiful. But as it happened, she was quite efficient, too. And so, late one night...
Isn't it a little late for that? I like my workers to get a full night's rest.
Oh, Miss Anna.
Still, I must say you play the piano better than you shear sheep.
Well, the piano can't run away.
Mr. Schubert, when I hired you, you told me that you are...
Look here, Miss Anna. I'll admit I'm a fraud, but so is your piano. Listen to this. It's flat, and this. It sounds like a woodpecker on your farm.
It's not my farm. I just manage it for the Countess.
Astonishing.
No, it's quite natural. My father was manager here before me.
You know, it's hard to believe. A fine old piano like this up in the loft. You know music, perhaps?
Oh, that's Beethoven.
A great composer. A master.
And now you are playing Mozart.
You really know, don't you? It's rather strange to find a girl like you on a farm.
I earn my living.
Yes, I suppose that's more than I can say for myself.
What do you do besides shearing sheep badly?
I teach school, just as badly.
Music?
Mathematics.
Oh. What's that you are playing?
What? That's no name, it's just a melody. It came to me.
You are a composer?
I like to think so.
It's beautiful.
It's bad. This piano, I mean. I ought to fix this.
Well, I am afraid you won't have time. You're discharged.
Oh, well, that's too bad, Miss Anna. For me and for this poor old piano, too.
Mr. Schubert.
Good morning, Miss Anna.
I thought you'd gone.
Well, I did go. I went to the village and got some piano wire. I couldn't leave this piano the way it was, you know. I felt like a doctor deserting a patient. Listen now. Every note is perfect.
Mr. Schubert, I'm sorry. I have no time to listen. I have my duties to attend to. I can't have the whole place upset.
The whole place upset? Surely to fix a few strings doesn't make an earthquake. But if so, I can take them out again.
No, you have done quite enough.
Well, then, I might as well go.
No, wait.
Yes?
I mean, haven't you forgotten something? There, on the piano.
Oh, yes, that menu card. Won't you read it? It's for you.
For me? Goulash? Wiener Schnitzel?
Oh, no, there are two sides to everything. If you'll just turn that card over.
Why, it's a poem. When shades of night are falling, my love.
The music is there, too.
My song I'm singing to you. Softly, my heart is calling, my love, on thoughts I'm winging to you. Song. It has grace and charm, a gentle magic.
I try to leave a memory for you.
I shall treasure it always. Wings to another world.
My world will be far away.
Where? Where do you go from here?
How far can a man go?
That depends on which road he takes. And perhaps on who takes that road with him, friends.
Yes, it was Anna who went with him. Now, for those two, it was to be one road, always. From that first mystic moment when they fell in love, caught in the magic spell of his music, she joined her life with his. And when the army was disbanded, and the young composer turned back toward Vienna. The girl went with him, back to good-natured Poldi's house. There in his beloved city, a flood of tender melodies came pouring from Franz Schubert's heart, and Anna lived only to help him with his work.
What happened, Miss Anna? Any luck today?
Oh, the same as always, Poldi. I went to see Haslinger, the music publisher. He's like all the rest. They are not interested in new composers.
Yes, that's how it goes. Look at the work Franz has done since you came back from Hungary. Impromptu, variations, march, trio, minuet, songs, and not a penny to pay for the rent. How can he ever hope to marry you?
Poldi.
Yes, Miss Anna.
Poldi, I'm in his way.
Oh, I didn't say that.
But you were thinking it.
Now, Miss Anna.
Poldi, he must never give up. I'll never let him sacrifice his music.
He wouldn't have to if he would only go to see Beethoven.
To see Beethoven? Would that help?
Would that help? One word from the master and all the doors would be open. But not Franz. Oh, no, he's too stubborn. He's too... Oh, Miss Anna, you don't think I'm being too bold?
I didn't say that.
But you were thinking it.
No, Poldi. I was thinking something else.
What? About Franz?
Well, you tell me he won't go to see Beethoven himself. And, Poldi, I just happen to think maybe not everyone is quite so stubborn.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Any psychologist will tell you that when you look well, you feel infinitely better. Your whole system responds. So just imagine how wonderful you'll feel when you start using Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder. This new shade, flattering to almost every skin it touches, makes even a bride look more romantic on her wedding day. That's why I've called it Bridal Pink. Yet it doesn't look pink on your skin. Women say it doesn't even look like face powder. It has a certain luminous, ethereal quality that's difficult to put into words. And your own coloring makes very little difference. Whether your hair is blonde, brunette, auburn, or brown, Bridal Pink will instantly give new tone and life to your skin, new highlights of beauty to your hair, and new sparkle to your eyes. Lady Esther Face Powder is blended by the tremendous speed and force of hurricanes. Its texture is like no powder texture you've ever known. It spreads smoothly, evenly, like a delicate film of beauty on your skin. Tiny lines and blemishes are completely covered. The texture of your skin becomes smoother, finer looking. It's light as a summer breeze on your face, yet it clings 4 hours and longer. Ask your druggist for Lady Esther Bridal Pink Face Powder. Accept no other shade, for no shade can give you that radiant, fascinating look of a woman in love like Lady Esther Bridal Pink.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of New Wine, starring Paul Henreid and Ilona Massey, with Pedro de Cordoba and Frank Graham. Well, since Franz was too proud to go to Beethoven, Anna decided to go herself. And her visit was scarcely what one might call formal.
You see, Mr. Beethoven, the door was open and I had to see you, and I thought that if I just came in, if
What's that?
I said the door was open and I had to see you, and I thought that if I just...
Don't shout. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Beethoven. I didn't mean to break into your home. Please don't be angry with me.
I'm not angry. I'm always pleased to meet a beautiful girl. And you are beautiful. A true Viennese.
No, sir. I'm Hungarian. But I want to become Viennese. That's why I came to see you.
My dear, you broke into the wrong house. You should go to the city hall, see some official.
Oh, no. You are the only one who can help me.
But don't understand you.
I said you are the only one who can help
me. Don't shout, I'm not deaf. How can I help you?
Mr. Beethoven, do you remember when you were struggling for success? Of course you do. Well, did another man struggles for success. I brought you some of his work. Please look at it, Mr. Beethoven. Please. It's like springtime, like love. It's like new wine.
Did you say new wine?
Yes.
I go by the rule, wine must be aged. I don't see why I should make an exception.
You mean you won't even look at it? Oh. Oh, I understand. I heard once that genius is always selfish. Now I believe it. Now I know that success makes people cruel. A great talent might be lost. Who cares? Mr. Beethoven doesn't like to break the rules. Very well, sir. I'll go.
Wait.
You mean you will?
Lucky for you, I'm deaf. Give me that music.
Mr. Beethoven.
Opens with basses and cellos. B minor. Allegro moderato. Pianissimo. Here, a counter team and the violins. Almost scared own feeling. Now the woodwinds. Another team, so soon? You must have a great deal to say. It might not be altogether without talent. What have we here now? Another melody? This must be the main theme. Romantic. I think now he's in love. And one can guess who inspired him. Uses his talents well. This development is very good so far. Unusually good. This has a pastoral quality. I think now he has found himself. He knows the road he's taking. He will travel far and he's just begun. This is a symphony that will... But this is not the end. Where's the rest? Let me see the next movement.
There is no more, Mr. Beethoven. That's all I know about it.
But this is incomplete. This symphony is unfinished. It's a crime. This man ought to be shot. Franz Schubert. Never heard of him. Is he Hungarian too?
No, sir. He's lived in Vienna all his life.
But why doesn't he come himself to see me? Everyone else comes with bad music. But here is someone with divine fire. And he doesn't even want to see me. He's arrogant.
Oh, no, he's not.
Yes, he is. And rightly so. He doesn't need anybody, my dear. This man, this Franz Schubert, is a genius.
Oh, Mr. Beethoven. To hear this from you, it sounds like heaven. I must go and tell him.
No, you mustn't.
But why not? It will give him courage.
Yes. And most likely rob him of inspiration. Let him fight it out. Promise me you'll not even mention you saw me.
Oh, but Mr. Beethoven...
Not a single word, my dear. Not until he's finished the symphony.
Happy birthday, friends. Happy birthday, darling.
It could only be happy when you are here, Anna.
Look, darling, I bought you a birthday gift.
Oh, this is beautiful. A leather portfolio. Oh, Anna, darling,
Now you must give me a birthday present, too.
All right. What?
Oh, I'm very exacting. I want something real and splendid. Nothing less than the finished symphony. Will you, Franz?
Well, I'll try. It takes a lot of time, you know. One can't just sit down and dash off a symphony.
How long did it take to write the first two movements?
One moment. The moment I looked at you.
Well, there are many moments between now and my birthday. You must work, Franz. Work hard. Work for me. He's working. He must be working. I've hardly seen him. Oh, if only he has time. My birthday is only 3 weeks off. Just 2 weeks left. He's got to have it done. Only 1 week now. 1 week, that's all. 5 days. 2 days. Tomorrow I'll take the symphony to Beethoven. Franz, it's you. You've kept your promise. You've come to tell
Anna,
me that you've...
Wait. I have bad news.
What is it, Franz? The way you look.
Beethoven. Yes, he's dead.
Oh, no!
Just an hour ago, the master is gone.
Oh, that this should happen.
Oh, don't. Don't cry, darling. Look at this, Anna. I've brought you a gift. In your own portfolio, the one you gave me.
Oh, Franz.
Happy birthday, darling. Go on, open it. No, wait, I'll do it for you. Look.
Money?
15 gulden from teaching school.
But what about your symphony?
Oh, I haven't touched it. I'm not going to finish it. I've wasted enough time chasing rainbows.
Franz, you don't know what you're saying.
Yes, for the first time I do. I've done with drifting, borrowing, leading a shiftless, aimless life. We'll be married tomorrow. We'll be together, always. Why do you cry, Anna?
Oh,
why?
Franz, if I could only make you understand.
Holdy, it isn't true. It isn't possible. She can't be gone. She can't.
It is true, Franz. She is gone.
When did she leave?
Early this morning.
What did she say? Tell me.
She said, Poldi, I'm sure you can make him understand. There is no other way. If I stayed, he would soon hate me for driving him back to the teacher's desk. I love him far too much to accept such a sacrifice. He must return to his music.
That's all she thought of. My music.
Oh, no. She said, Poldi, tell him I shall always pray for him. Franz, I know it hurts, but it took a brave girl to do what she did. Another girl would have married you and let you become a struggling nobody. That would have been real unhappiness.
No, you are wrong. And she's wrong, too.
She's right.
Poldi, will she ever come back?
That is in God's hand. But you can dream and work. You must go on with your music. That's all she wanted for you.
My music. Once she called it Wings to Another World. Yes. Sorrow. Heartbreak. Broken wings.
For you, Franz. Not for the world. If you can pray.
If I can pray, Poldi. If I can pray.
A concert at Carnegie Hall. Music that swells and lifts triumphantly. Rising high to the topmost balcony, where a boy and girl sit close together, lost in a rhapsody of love, transported on the wings of golden melody, far, far away, far into another world. Thank you, Miss Massey, Mr. Henry, Mr. Graham, and Mr. DeCordova for bringing us the beautiful story of Franz Schubert tonight. The Motion Picture Relief Fund is grateful indeed for your fine performances. Now, a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Do you know the mistake many women make in the care of their skin? They use too many different kinds of preparations. They use one thing to open the pores, another to close the pores. Under such treatment, the pore openings finally refuse to function. In fact, remain wide open. Then dirt settles in the open pores, and you know that causes blackheads. All your skin really needs is just one cream. One cream that cleans it thoroughly, that softens and refines its texture, that removes the dry particles nature is constantly throwing off, dry flakes that clog and stretch the pore openings and ruin the effect of face powder. Lady Esther Face Cream, this one cream by itself, does all the four things your skin needs most. A single application leaves your skin so clean and fresh, so free of dry, flaky particles, that when you apply your face powder, the effect is truly beautiful. Your powder looks so smooth and even, and stays on so much longer. Use Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream morning and night. It's a complete beauty treatment in itself. First, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Second, it softens your skin. Third, it helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. So if you want to look truly fascinating, try this. First, apply Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream. Remove it completely. Then apply Lady Esther Face Powder in Bridal Pink, the new shade that's so daringly romantic.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present Standing Room Only. It will star Marguerite Chapman and Ray Milland. Be sure to listen. Ilona Massey appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical, Anchors Away. Paul Henreid can soon be seen in the Warner Brothers production, Devotion. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther Face Cream to buy a box of Lady Esther Face Powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.